The Director of Public Health at the Ghana Health Service, Dr. Ntriagye, has denied media reports that some residents in the eastern region are rejecting the ongoing yellow fever vaccination. The Daily Graphic of today carried a front-page story in which reports that some residents of farming communities in the Suhum Krabwa-Kota district have rejected the vaccine, saying it is poisonous and dangerous. Their perception is said to have stemmed from comments they heard on two FM stations in Accra suggesting that the vaccines had expired and therefore dangerous to their health. However, Dr. J said the claims are false, assuring the people that the drugs are safe. He encouraged all those above 10 years to patronize the exercise. Dr. J spoke to Bubu Klinogu.
Vaccination is ongoing there, and patronage is not loose. We've checked with the regional coordinator for the exercise and with the district director of health services, and there's no such incident. There might be one or two people refusing. And you know that in recent times there's been a resistance or something, but I think it's not on sound scientific judgment. What people are getting is things from internet and things, but we are the Ministry of Health, and our job is to ensure that Ghanaians get the best on health. So the vaccines we bring in are also registered by the Food and Drugs Board, and the vaccines are not only donated. We buy the vaccines, so we ensure that what we are buying is good for us, and then it's going to protect the people of Ghana. So we ensure that any vaccine coming in has at least 2 years to expiry date. So we never vaccinate people with any vaccine which has expired. So the current vaccines have at least 2 years to the expiry date.
Director of Public Health, Dr. Ntriagye.